7.1. Read, listen, and watch.
Out for a walk. It is Sunday afternoon. Mary and John are sitting on a sofa in the living room of their new house. John is reading a newspaper. Mary holds her head with her hand.
Do you still have a headache, Mary?
Yes, I do. My head still hurts.
You should take a pill.
Yes, but we don't have any.
It's a sunny afternoon. Let's go for a walk. That will help your headache, and we can pass by a drugstore and buy some aspirin. I need some shaving cream, too.
Good idea. Let's go right away.
The couple goes out of the house. There is a drugstore across the street. Mary goes into the store. John waits outside. Mary buys some pills, shaving cream, and some toothpaste. She goes out of the store and joins her husband. They decide to go to the park.
Let's walk in the park.
Yes, good idea.
We're lucky it's Sunday afternoon. It's very quiet and there aren't too many people in the park.
There are some dogs and children. There are some empty benches and there is a very big tree in the middle of the park.
Do you feel better?
Yes, I'm much better now.
I feel hungry and a little thirsty. Let's go to the coffee shop near here.
Okay, and later we should go to the grocery store. We need to buy some vegetables for dinner tonight.
John doesn't know where a good coffee shop is, so he asks to a policeman.
Excuse me, officer. Where is a coffee shop near here?
Walk 2 blocks down the street and turn right. It is in the middle of the block.
Thank you very much.
They follow the policeman's directions. They arrive at Charlie's and get in. They sit next to the window. There is a subway station on the corner. Some people are coming out of it, and others are going into it. The waitress comes and takes their order. After the coffee, Mary and John decide to take a walk to know the neighborhood. There are nice buildings, and there is a grocery store across from the coffee shop. There is a bank next to the grocery store and a bus stop in front of it. They buy some food to make dinner, and then they take a bus to go home.